Segregation in Western Kentucky Project. I'm here with Benita Lasley, Sylvia White, and Lottie Alexander in Columbia. And today is the 8th of August, 2002. I'd like for each of you maybe to introduce yourselves and just say basically where you're from and so forth.
I am Benita Lasley from Columbia, Kentucky. Born 9th, 10th, and 38th. Finished school at Adair County High School in 1966. I'm Sylvia White from Adair County. I graduated from Adair County High School in 1961. And I was born 11/4/42.
I'm Lottie Alexander. From Derrick County, Columbia, Kentucky, and I was born 14/44. I went to high school but didn't finish. I stopped in the 11th grade and went to work.
All right, I guess we should.
Okay, if maybe we could go one by one and each of you tell where you went to school from maybe first grade on up and what that maybe some of your most fondest memories from that experience, perhaps. Ms. Lasley, you want to start?
I am Bonita and I studied, I went to Jackman through my 11th year. I can remember have an awful lot of fond memories there, some good, some bad. But Jackman was a beautiful place. The building wasn't much. It was cold in the winter, hot in the summer. We didn't have, heat and air like the other white school had, but we enjoyed it. We always had a baseball team, a softball team. I can remember we were all slipping, smoking. I started smoking at 8 years old. And I just tell the truth about it. I did. And the older girls would go out and for a smoke and the younger girls would say, if you don't give us a puff, we're going to tell you you've been smoking. So they had to give us a puff to stop us from talking. Miss Brown was there for a long time because I can't remember whether she was my teacher or my sister's teacher, and I just remember her, but I can remember Miss Brown. She was a beautiful person, and I saw her last year. And she's still the same beautiful person that she was then. Then I can remember, I had Mr. Robert Young. I believe he was in the 8th grade. I think that's when I got him. Then I had a Ms. Smith, a home ec teacher. Mr. Bomer's wife, her name was Miss Tansy Bomer, and she was my 10th and 11th grade teacher. She taught music, and we did plays. It was more like a family thing, everybody knew everybody, and it was just kind of nice to be there. I can remember we would have chapel, and somebody would speak, we'd have a group club that they would sing, somebody would come in and speak to us, and I can remember that we used to talk about this, me and my brother-in-law. They would always put up mistletoe at Christmas, and we had the Hugheses. She was a Hughes. I won't go into all that because somebody might hear it and it might not be nice. But one of the girls walked under the mistletoe, and I had a brother-in-law and a cousin up the street here, and then they had a friend, and they grabbed this girl on the mistletoe and one kissed her. And of course she cried, and we just thought that was so funny because we thought, oh, how nice that we're both have been kissed. We know right. The kids are around here, but this, you think about all this stuff. And so the next morning she came back to school and she bought a note from her dad saying that he didn't send her up there to be kissed. He sent her to be learned, and he didn't be taught. And he didn't want that to happen anymore. And we often get together, and reminisce and talk about school. And I had told Sylv, I think, or Lottie one, that I didn't think about this. This is Jackman High's reunion weekend. So if I had thought and told you to wait till Friday or Saturday, you could have gotten a lot of people.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I may have...
Because there'll be a lot of people in for the reunion that comes on Saturday night.
That's this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I may have to return.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be too far away. Bowling
that's
Green.
This
okay.
But and I'm sure you know you if you can catch everybody still on. I know everybody's moving quite a little bit, but it's a lot of people that will be in for
mm-hmm.
this weekend. But my days at Jackman was wonderful. Then when we went to Adair County High School, I had enough. There was three of us: Meredith Johnson and Shirley Jones Bradshaw. Meredith Gray Johnson. And I was finally retired now, lastly. But when we went in, we had enough credits that we only had to go a semester. So by going back the first semester, we didn't graduate with the 56 class. You know, we just got our credits and we were out of school. So now this means that we don't get in any class reunion
mm-hmm.
because, you know, we didn't graduate. And I always felt like that was the era that
mm-hmm.
you know, we should have been involved with the 56 class.
Was there any discussion when at the end of your semester that you did attend at Adair County, you and the other two girls, was there any discussion about participating in the graduation ceremony?
I really don't remember, but I don't think so. But I wouldn't swear that to be the truth.
I don't recall any actual
conversation about that.
But do you think that was ever a possibility?
Well, I think that maybe they just said, this is nice, you know, put them on at the door, and that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then we just, and I think that's bad, and maybe I have the wrong feeling about it. Maybe I shouldn't feel like that about it, but that's where I feel. I've always felt about it, that they just kind of felt like this being nice, and I don't have to be bothered. But they're all in my classmates. And if I could ever find out when there was a reunion, I'm sure I could go
mm-hmm.
and have a good time, because I had a lot of friends, you know.
White friends.
You know, and I don't say that they were so much friends then, but after school, you know, after everything gets settled in and then as the years pass and you see people and you say, oh yeah, we went to school together, blah, blah, blah. So now you become a little more acquainted, I
mm-hmm.
think so.
Okay. Ms. White, what would you say, what are the things you recall about going to school in Columbia, either the earlier days or Jackman High or whatever?
I live next door to Jackman High, so before I went to school, I kind of knew everybody that was going there. I mean, I lived maybe like next door, and if anybody got sick at Jackman or whatever, they brought them to their house. So I knew everybody. And there was kids like from Jamestown that didn't have a high school, and they was transported there. So they were always the last ones to leave the school. Even after school was out, sometimes their ride wasn't there right then. One of the students' father drove a station wagon, and he brought like six or seven students in from Jamestown. And I knew all of them, you know, and I'd see them even when school was out, you know. We'd go up back there and talk to them. And my days at Jackman High, they were good days, because at that time everything was built around the school. You know, that was the black people's center, you know. They had socials and, as she said, all kinds of plays, and you knew where the talent was, because they had a good glee club that sung, and everything was good at Jackman. I was at Jackman Burnt when I was in the fifth grade. From there we went to school at the Methodist Church. We finished that year up at the Methodist Church. The next year we went in the Baptist Church a whole year, and from there we went to a house. But at the first semester, while we were at the house, I didn't go to school. My parents kept me out of school because they were filing this lawsuit. So we set out the first semester. We didn't attend school anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second semester we went on there, and then from there I went to the eighth grade at Columbia Grade Center.
Okay.
But I remember basketball, the basketball team played all their games at the Columbia Grade Center because we didn't have a gym, we didn't have one. And
I remember baseball games. I remember May Day. We had May Day. That was a big day. They crowned the king and the queen, and we wrapped the maypole, and I remember all that. Those were fun times, you know.
Let me ask you a question before I go on here. Since you live next to Jackman, and you experienced as a neighbor Jackman before, as kind of as an institution, and then you know what life's been like around here without it, you know, especially the first few years, you know, what changed with the black community when that building ceased to exist? I mean, besides just the educational losses, you know, there was no place to really have proper school. I'm going to get to that, but what do you think, what else has happened in Columbia or with the black community when Jackman ceased to exist? Yeah.
Well, we had no, I mean, it wasn't, the school was like the center of everything, you know. Whatever you had, most of the time it was right there at the school. I mean, graduation was a big time. Everybody in the black community was right there, and there was, I remember the first Siamese twins I ever seen. I've seen them at Jackman High School. They brought them there I believe they were from Lexington.
I remember there was a
pastor here in town. He would come out during our chapel service and give us he had this board, and he would stick these people on. He'd give a story and put the people up on this it was like a canvas somewhere. And it set up on a tripod, like, and it was a big board, and he'd tell us stories and stick the little people up, and they'd stay up right there and go, "Do you remember that, Reverend Robinson?" And he would come to the school every so often and do these stories for us for chapel and so forth. And after Jackman burned down, we had nothing. And, I mean, when Jackman was there, we were the center of attention for a play or whatever. And when you got to the white school, you wasn't that anymore. You know, maybe you would get to be in the play, and maybe you would. And then there were some of us that didn't want to. You know, we didn't want to. But it was a lot different.
Yeah, okay. This is Lottie Miller Alexander here. Why don't you tell us, you know, what was your first impressions of schools around here in Columbia? What is it you recall most about the schools? Attending school.
Just a good time. Everything going on, I try to be in. But I loved everything about it. I love my teacher, all the students. I just love school.
What kinds of, how did a day of learning go at Jackman or any other school? I mean, what was it like to, you know, the school started, what was a routine day like? What were some things that might have happened?
You started off in the morning
I remember from first to fourth grade, we had this teacher. As I said, she had went to school to spell me, so she was a certified teacher. Our day started out with the morning prayer. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And then she taught us these little songs, and we sang maybe two of them. Sometimes we have a scripture reading, and sometimes we would have a poem. You remember, Miss Brown used to have us read poems, and we had to learn a poem or something. Somebody did that every morning. And the rest of the day, we had outside bathrooms. We had to go to the So
now, was that typical of any school at that time, or would that have been rare?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I would say that the white school.
Well, I mean, I know the white schools in town didn't. You know, they had
it. Grade school had that.
But the black schools, they don't. And one is still standing today.
Which one's that?
That behind that train.
What's the name of this?
Jackman High.
One of the
privies is still standing. Oh, I thought you meant another building. Okay.
No.
I'm not going to go see that, I don't think. All right. Now, we know that the schools were segregated back before 1956. What was the town segregated? Were the services in Columbia?
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that, maybe?
Yeah.
Services.
Fairground, courthouse. Places to go in to eat, drugstores,
shops.
You can go inside and sit down and eat.
You
go in the back door and get your order and leave. another cousin that married Ayahuasca. He was from Springfield, Illinois. And they had a little restaurant down here in town. It was called Kuma's. So every time he would come down, he'd say, how am I going to that restaurant? He'd say, so he came down once and he bought a sausage. So he said, I'm going downtown, going to Kuma's today. And I said, oh, gee, you're not going to get anything at all. So he went down, went to Kuma's, and he came back. He said, you want to go? I said, no, I'm not going. He said, I'll tell you that. I'll get back and see you carry back. So he went, come back. I said, well, did they serve me? Serve me good, but treated my wife terrible. They didn't want to serve. They stole her food. I said, set man down nicely, but said they treated her just awful.
When was this, you think, roughly?
This was probably, probably in the 80s.
Really? Okay.
Late 70s or early 80s, I would say, since I don't think they was married.
Did you ever even really go to town to take care of any business at all? Was there reasons to?
You could go downtown, but you just certain places.
They didn't want you to try on the clothes. They didn't want you to try. If you were going to buy clothes, they didn't want you to try them on. They just wanted you to buy them off the head. Our hat, shoes, they didn't want you to try that stuff on. But sometimes we just done it for the devil, we just go in and do it. We did.
We met families in Jiffy. Were you with us? I was working. I think I was working. Yep. I was working down in town at Columbia Laundry and Service, Jack Weed. We all was going to meet and have lunch together. It was so many of them. But we went in Jiffy's and we just sit down on the stools. And they had a little vendor on the counter. I endorsed with water in it. They was playing you. And I never forget the song. No particular place to go by beer. They cooked their food, we made our order, cooked their food and everything, and put it in a paper sack. And we told them we was gonna split that, we was gonna eat it out. We said, nope, couldn't eat that. And they asked why not. They asked why not, the woman said, you all can't be from here. That's what she said. Erlin said, no, I'm not. And Florence said, oh, yes, I am, good old Columbia, Kentucky. She said, if you believe it, you get a breast. Well, we paid for it, and they would not let us eat it. We didn't do it